Our greatest need, the world's greatest need, is Jesus. Yeah, I love this picture. It's a picture that I think represents the faithfulness of God through the history of the church. So we have the first one here. This is our second building on Hannon Highlands. This is our third building on Birds Avenue. And this is our current campus. And it's just decades of God's faithfulness through his people at Idaho.
When I think about Idaho, I think about a people, a family, a people that love Jesus, that love the city, and that love the nations.
We are a 91-year-old church. Our desire is for us to set our eyes on the horizon on who we believe the Lord is calling us to be and what he's calling us to do by the time we turn 100.
The Lord has a vision for his church. He's the one building his church.
That seat was designed for someone to be sitting in it. That space is open for someone that does not have a relationship with Jesus. It's open for someone that's broken and hurting, and we want them to occupy that seat and become part of the family here at Idaho.
Idaho has been known to be a church that is grounded in the Bible. We believe that God uses his word, and we want to expound the word of God.
We want to be a compelling community, grounded in the Bible, led in prayer, where members are cared for and on mission together, developing leaders who impact the nations.
When I think about the book of Acts, Acts 2, this community that received the Holy Spirit, and they devoting themselves to the teaching of the apostles, to fellowship, and the favor of God is on them, and they're being used by God, and God is drawing people to himself. That's what I call a compelling community.
People are the most important to us. We love them and we care about them.
The church is not the building, it's the people. We want this to be a sending church.
We want to see men and women being raised within our church so that we can send them to be servants and leaders in churches around the nations. We want to have like healthy, beautiful families that are thriving and growing in the gospel.
I'm going to pray for this empty seat that's right next to me, and I'm going to see who is God himself going to send to sit in that seat.
We want you to take the first step to know Christ, because we want all people to know Jesus and to walk with him.
Welcome to Idlewild.
Welcome to Idlewild.
Welcome to Idlewild.
Welcome to Idlewild.
Welcome to Idlewild.